Well, g'day. Look, we had a little glitch in the matrix, so I'll delete it later on, but my headphone microphones were turned on, and I did a whole podcast talking to myself. And I've got to say, I'm not annoyed because there's a benefit. It means I can cut out some of the useless information that was unnecessary for you. Especially when you do it twice, you do the second time much more refined. So this morning I decided to come out in spite of this blistering storm with my Gore-Tex jacket on. Now, the Gore-Tex jacket has a story. Before I get into your VIP scores, which is the thing you need to do before you do a coaching session, this Gore-Tex jacket has a story. It's worth $1,200, $1,200, and all it is a raincoat. You can buy one from Kmart, probably for about 10 bucks, but this is Gore-Tex, and it belongs to a brand called Miele. And there was a time, not so long ago, where I'd go to Nepal three times a year, and this Gore-Tex jacket would save my life. It would breathe. It was just wonderful, and I hated the Chinese rip-off material, you know, the duplicate watches. And one of the things I really believed in was the clothing that could save your life and protect you. I believed in buying the best, and there was local brands like the Kathmandu shop and all this sort of crap, and then there was Miele, and I got a bit sponsored on this brand, so I really love it. And I have five or six things that I still have from 15 or 16 years ago that I wore every single trip to Nepal. But because it's quality, because it's the stuff that's fantastic, I still wear it. You'll see me doing podcasts at my desk, still sitting in my Miele jacket. So I really believe in when it's good enough, it's good enough. And some things are worth doing well, right? I talked yesterday about making coffee. I talked about the idiocy of borrowing money on a consumable item just to make it look good, when really at the end of the day, we pay for the representation of that brand and its functionality. And Miele is a brand that is spectacular in all its qualities, in snow ski or whatever it is. And it costs a lot, but it's worth paying for, in my humble opinion. I've seen people wear Kathmandu, and it works. There's no problem with Kathmandu clothing or MacPack or all these things. But when a company gets off its core product range and starts to claim expertise in other areas, you've got to be suspicious. MacPack was always brilliant at backpacks and tents and things for outdoors, and then it got into clothes to compete, and it was just, well, in my opinion, Miele was just 200 steps above. So I'm going past Gordon's Bay here as I walk. You can't believe the storm that Sydney's got at the moment and how disruptive it is. But anyway, I'm inside the hoodie of my Gore-Tex jacket, and it's expensive, and if the hoodie works for this podcast, it's pretty well paid for itself on my Miele Gore-Tex jacket. So we're talking today about pre-coaching reports. So we've got two, before a coaching session, my recommendation, and do it every day anyway, is to do a self-leadership and a self-management score report to yourself. How am I going? And the way we do that is we draw two circles. They're the same circles. They're the spiritual, mental, social, career, financial, health, and relationship VIP circle. We draw two. We label them the same. But what we mean when we say them is completely different. So let's go around the self-management circle. Spiritual and self-management is simple. How happy am I? How happy do I feel? And that's a measure of how much beauty you're seeing in the world around you. So if you're seeing dark forces and you're seeing ugly things and you're seeing disappointment and all these things, score to that is really low. If you're seeing just beauty all around you and possibility and potentiality, that score is really high. We go next to mental. Mental is, how's your self-belief, your self-confidence? only one issue in the mental area in self-management is self-confidence, self-belief. How is it? Score it really low. Is it a 1 or 2? Really high, it's an 8, 9 or a 10. Then we go down to financial. Financial is, how's your sense of abundance? How abundant do you feel? It's nothing to do with money. Although, I've got to say, it results in money. So self-management, abundance. How abundant do you feel? And the one word for abundant is lucky. So a person who feels lucky walking into a casino can actually lose all their money if they're deluded. So I'd rather use the word abundant, because it means you feel wealthy before you go into the casino. But it still links really clearly to lucky. Social is your network. And network means friends, like-minded people around the world who believe in what you believe in. And this is a very important thing. If you're hanging off the back of your boss for validation, you're hanging off the back of sales, or you're hanging off the back of your partner to validate you, you're buggered. Your network, like-minded people in the world, people who think at the level you think, don't argue with you, who collaborate with you on the importance of, let's say, human development, the importance of human development for the betterment of the world. They're my network. They're my collaborators. Anybody who doesn't believe that, I go, well, you've got it right, but you're not part of my network. We go on to other topics. Relationship. When we talk about relationship and self-management, we're asking you this question. How loved do you feel? How loved do you feel? Now, that's not by a partner. That's a stupid measure. That's ignorant. How loved do you feel collectively? By your kids? By your partner? By your family? By your clients? By your team? How loved do you feel? And when you don't feel loved, that's a really low score on the relationship spectrum. And when you do feel loved, it's a really high score. But the most important thing here is not to be singular and focused on one single human being in the world. Career. Many people think that's the work you do, but it's not. Career in self-management is how self-respecting are you being? Are you treating yourself as you want to be treated? Are you eating what's healthy? Are you being mindful about what you wear? Are you treating yourself as you want to be treated? Self-respect. Now, you might say, oh no, Chris, I'm interested in a job. Well, a job flows out of that. Self-respect. It doesn't flow into it. So a job doesn't feed your self-respect that feeds your job. That's why it's a key to self-management. So we've gone around social, mental, career, health. How much petrol you got in the tank? How much energy? Now, tiredness at night is most often mistaken for depression. So many people walk around saying, I'm sad, or I'm depressed, or I feel rotten, or I'm exhausted, but they're not. They're just having a self-management crisis. And when it's self-management crisis, it means the subconscious brain, the conscious brain, and the world around it is having a big, big argument. And they get exhausted. Now, exhaustion at night, we usually gravitate to a glass of whiskey or a glass of beer or a bottle of wine. Because we're so damn exhausted, we're not going to get to bed at that state of mind. When that happens, our self-management is in the shit. It's not depression. It's not a mental health problem at all. It's a very, very bad management issue. And the management issue comes from treating ourselves as a means of production, and treating ourselves like a machine, without respect for our spine, without respect for our diet, without respect for our guts, without respect for ourselves. It's nothing to do with anybody else. Not how you treat other people, it's how you're treating yourself. Are you managing you? And if you're not managing you, you have got no discipline. And if you've got no discipline, you're not managing you. And don't expect other people to treat you any better than that. So it all begins with self-management. Now let's flick ourselves across into the world of self-leadership. Spiritual. Do you feel like you're contributing to the world? Making the world a happier place. That's the measure. In other words, delivering joy. Mental. Do you feel like the asset that you are, the knowledge, the love, the goodness that's inside you, is transmitting to people around you? Social. Do you feel like you have a value to the world and to the community around you? Health. Are you a beacon? A beacon of love, a beacon of kindness. Are you generating to the outside world the thing that's really critical? In other words, is this self-management leading to an externalized expression of this character in you that is so generous or kind or caring? And are you defending that? Are you defending it? So, relationship. How loving are you being? How much love do you feel for others? Your children, your spouse, your work, your career, your colleagues. How much love do you feel? Financial. How much money you got in the bank? Self-leadership's pretty easy when it comes to that topic. How wealthy are you? Without wealth, all the dreams and hopes and aspirations usually turn into mental games and start to corrupt us. We need the money. We need the money to have the freedom to do the thing so that we can give to the world what we're born to give. It's no use sitting down behind a laptop and saying, I'm doing my purpose. You've got to get out there and it's action that creates change, not words and thoughts and blogs and podcasts. So how are you acting? So, I can't remember, did I lose one? Spiritual, mental, social, career, health, financial, and relationship. Yeah, I covered them all. So, there's your 10 scores, there's your 7 scores in self-management, and 7 scores in self-leadership. I hope you have fun doing it. It's a really important thing to check in on yourself every day anyway. So, that's what I'd recommend. But send me your self-SM scores. Not S&M, your SM scores and your SL scores before your coaching session. It's a great place to start, and then we can add value by doing a bit of teaching and learning on top of that once we resolve any delinquencies in your self-management and self-leadership. This is Chris. Hope this one works. Bye for now.